This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. But Friday's always been popular. You know, even in the 80s, everyone was talking about Fridays. Like, Whoa, can't wait for that day. Of course, as far as Maddie's concerned, Thursday's the day.
Thursday is the best day, but yeah. Friday's all right.
I'm still kind of for all the days. Yeah. The Monday often is the worst one, but after that, they're all the same. I like them.
Not me, man. Friday, I'm in love.
It's Friday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Maddie goes, I hate you for putting this song in my head. He goes, it's chicken, make myself some chicken. Like, it's in his head at all times.
Gonna add some zucchini, rice, add little beans. Yeah.
Last Saturday I was surfing. I'm in the ocean. By myself. Well, I mean, there were a couple other cats out there, but I was just on my own.
You and your board.
And I am singing Pink Pony Club the whole time.
God.
And I don't realize it because it's just in my head and it just plays
Mama.
That's another one that surprisingly is in my head too.
I know.
I don't really think of it as like a song I really like, but I do. I mean, because I'm saying
I like it.
But it's not one to jump. Some songs jump out like appa tap. You know that's going to get in your head.
Yes.
But Pink Pony Club, it's definitely an earworm too.
It is, you know, she's sneaky, that Chapel Roan. Like, that person who texts in every day, I'll Chapel Roan all the time. I feel you. You don't realize how much you love the song until you're humming it later. And yeah, I used to feel that way about the Good Luck Babe song, but now Pink Pony Club is just fully, I just love it. I just love her performance on it. Like, she's so dancing in West Hollywood. She's so into it. I love it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I caught myself. I come over the back of a wave, jump onto my board. I'm paddling back to the... And there
Pink
I am
Pony
singing.
Club. I'm going to keep on paddling to the...
I just had ridden a wave. I'm like, you know, fully...
Is that
in.
Maybe... Is this the rhythm that you paddle in?
Yeah, like, I don't know, but man, it was just... I caught myself singing it and went, what are you doing? Mm. And I realized it's been in my head for hours.
Right. There it is.
And that's not a bad thing. I like it.
Yeah. No, she's... Oh, my God. I really like her. She's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hope she plays Winterland.
That would be... Oh, my God. Michael. Let's make that happen. She knows she's a pretty hot commodity these days.
I realize. That's why.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
if we're going to dream.
Right. Dream big. That's what you got to do, Vin. I mean, Winterland's a ways off. Ask her now before she gets any bigger. Hurry!
Well, I imagine she's got to be hard at work on a new record right now.
Yeah. I don't know. That seems like what the people do. The people who make the music, they're always busy making it. Right up until they're not.
Sophomore slump is real.
It is.
I don't think she'll have one though.
Well, is this Is this her very first record? I mean, I wonder, you know, you don't just like make a record and then.
I thought this.
I don't know that much about her history.
I almost think this isn't a full length album, the one that we're hearing hits off of. But I'm not sure.
We'll put our research.
I'm not Jane.
One studio album. That's what she's put out.
And is it a full album or an EP?
They're saying album, yes.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's hope there's no sophomore slump.
I doubt it.
Yeah. I know she doesn't. She seems like she has plenty of thoughts on things, you know. So, as of whatever time yesterday, Maddie was in first place in the building for the March Madness brackets.
Yes.
He's not anymore, though.
I'm one point out of first place.
He's in second place. Matt Nahegan, surprise, the guy who runs the sports station.
He is out. He is no longer the top. I didn't see any sports guys in the top who were above me. So we'll see what
Tell
happens.
Me more. What are you talking about? So we have a sports station, The Game, our little brother station. It's down the hall, and they're busy blabbing right now. Like, hey, you can't shut them up. There's no moments to say, you know, sometimes we have little awkward silences and pregnant pauses. They don't have those. The other Joe's always waiting to get his mouth open. Okay, go ahead.
But I have an update on our brackets, and I am not winning. You two are tied for first with 12 points each.
Oh, with the three. 11. You're telling me if we had gone on the company one, we'd be in first place.
You'd be in first place because I'm 1 point
out. How come we
first.
Didn't go on the company one?
Well, and I also did a different, I changed my brackets up. Like, you know, I just get like a wild hair.
What is that?
I'll tell you, I looked at it last night. The missus had a work thing. There's a huge NVIDIA conference in San Jose, and she had to be at that. AI, it's everything, everyone. Just
turns
so you
out,
know.
NVIDIA.
So she was gone all day, and I was with the kids, and I'm making dinner, and blah, blah, blah. And finally, at one point, I go, let me see how this is going. And I remembered it hit me as I went to go look at the results. UCSD, which is a college down in San Diego, they just started having a basketball team, like just recently. And so I saw them on the thing and went, oh! And I checked them like as a fan of San Diego and knowing that school, I checked them. I don't know if they can play. And then, of course, they were one of my losses. So
I picked UCSD too. Did I pick San Diego?
Oh, man, there's so many teams here.
It's down there at the bottom on the right-hand side, I think.
Whoa.
Wow.
Or maybe that's where UCLA was. I don't know. I pay attention where the UC schools were.
510 says, Vinny, you're not singing Slayer or the Misfits when you're in the ocean. What kind of punk rocker are you? That's the point.
The kind who has an earworm and her name is Chapel Roan.
That's exactly the point. I don't listen, but I...
He wouldn't tell you if when he was humming the Slayer song.
Gets in my head. I'm just like, I can't believe it.
Hmm.
My eyesight has gotten so bad. I'm wearing my contacts because I'm driving today and I want to wear sunglasses.
What do you mean you're driving today?
Driving down to LA.
You are?
Oh, I thought you were taking a plane.
No. As soon as the show's over.
What do you got to go down there for?
Going to see my dog. We'll see the ex and just visit a couple friends and yeah, just get out of town, you know?
When you greet her after time apart and you guys, do you embrace?
Yes.
Is there a tongue kiss?
There's no kiss.
So that's off.
Oh God, yeah. No.
Oh boy,
no,
it really is. You're still married.
Just hug.
But have you filed separation paperwork? Or are you guys just like, it doesn't matter until one of us wants to get married again someday?
Kind of. Yeah. We're both kind of like, you know, I still use her insurance and you know, we share a lot of stuff. You know, 20 years, you know, we're intertwined.
It's a thing.
And we're not animus, you know, we're not like mean to each other or mad at each other, you know.
Animus.
I mean there's
but she
some.
Won't tongue kiss you.
Well, yeah.
Because they're not together that way.
Yeah,
I mean, anymore. Yeah. She's
not mad at him.
Good old days. No.
No.
All right.
There's no
animosity. There'll be none of that.
All right.
There will be pleasantries.
What if you're just like, just close your eyes, girl. Just, you know.
I have a question.
She would not be into that.
Oh.
When you're by yourself, do you ever think of her?
All the time.
When you're
doing that one thing?
Oh, with that?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you don't?
No.
This is popular, this
no.
Bank.
No.
Wait, what did you just say?
Nothing. I only know about that because of John.
The what?
Nothing. Just, never mind.
Did you say the something bank?
Yes.
Okay.
Memories that people have.
The bank is closed on that front.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Even though that was like a
20-year.
Yeah.
No. Like you can probably picture everything.
There's a million things I can choose from on the internet.
The early days and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah.
Some of that like, whoa, I can't believe that just happened.
Ooh. Never even thought of it, Vin.
Really?
Yeah, not even. No. Nope.
Okay, let me ask you this. When you were still together with her, did you imagine her when you were by yourself?
I'm sure, yeah. I mean,
but mostly you looked at porn, you
like,
know?
Yeah, you know, I'm a guy. I like to.
All right.
I like the old porn hub.
Well, everybody, yeah, I do too. I'm not trying to say I don't.
Yeah. Do you think about your wife all the time?
I do.
Oh, well, that's great.
I mean, you mean when
yes,
back?
That was, yes, that was what we were talking about.
No, well, I know, but I mean, we're jumping back and forth. I don't know. You didn't pick up what I was putting down right away. So, yes, absolutely.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
Clearly. Yeah.
No, yeah, I mean, that's
it's over. It's over, brah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And I know we're making light of it, but I know it's also a 20-year relationship with
a woman you love. It's awful. Yeah, there are days
and
where
she had to put down the hammer.
Awful.
She was like, no, it's...
Yeah, yeah.
There's no chance.
Yeah, that was a conversation I had the same week the dogs died. What a week.
And that you got your hip replaced. I mean, and that was really sort of the vortex
that's
of all the bad things.
That's the week she
things.
Chose to tell you, like, this is truly...
There is no chance.
There's no...
Yeah.
And you asked her directly, you were
I did, because we'd be kind of pussyfooting around it, and I just at one point was like,
Is there any hope?
Is there any hope for this to happen again? And
are we on life support, or
said,
are we pulling the plug?
Oh, the plug's pulled.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the plug is pulled, but yeah, I mean, I have a feeling that, you know, we will probably be in each other's lives for, you know, a long time, but, you know, we'll see. Might, you know. Meet somebody
Seems
new.
Seems to me like it wouldn't really it hurt would, either of you to
yeah.
French kiss hello.
Oh.
I mean,
oh no, that's not what I was thinking.
I don't know.
See, you're like convinced you're going to be, you know, in each other's lives, but once the one dog you have between you passes, I don't know why you would. Like if you're not getting what you need from that relationship, although you had said that you guys are pretty much not. Are you best friends?
Yes,
you are best friends.
We have been best friends for, you know, the last 20 years. So we're still very friendly. We still, you know, we'll text and send a little note about something we watched or, you know.
That's nice, and that seems healthy.
We'll always have
TV. I don't
know
if I'm healthy.
You'll always have what?
TV.
I don't get it.
Well, like shows that we like, you know.
Oh.
Like, you know.
Things you watch together, shared experiences.
Yeah, we
save a couple
movies.
She doesn't fall right asleep the second you put on a show?
What's that?
She doesn't fall right asleep the second you put on a show?
No. We actually have a couple movies that we both wanted to see this weekend, Anora and Substance, and we're gonna watch those.
Well, they're both good, except for the last third of The Substance.
Yeah, I'm a little, I'm definitely not gonna make sure not eating at that point.
You'll be fine. Because you'll be like, okay, I see where this is going and what's going to happen, but I can stop watching it now.
Okay.
It's you know how you were just making chicken? making chicken. Just picture like all the chicken grease, like wet, gross, gurgly chicken grease. That's.
Oh. Don't do that to Vin.
Well, don't watch The Substance.
I won't. I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you guys.
What?
707 says, Pink Pony is in my head 24/7, literally.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll be playing it later.
Lisa Petaluma Radio.
Let me see if we have it coming up. There's a Kelly Clarkson song. Yes, it's coming up at the end of the 6 o'clock hour. About an hour. I don't know. What does that mean? An hour from now or so.
Can't wait.
I know. Well, I mean, we got to get our dose of it for the day.
It's Friday.
It is Friday. It is. It's that, and that's a fun little like party. I'm going to do what I'm got to do. Kind of a Friday song, like heading into the weekend. The weekend. Friday, yeah. Friday, have a great Friday, you mother Friday, fathers.
Don't go away, though.
No, no.
Sounds like you're saying goodbye.
Friday, no. Let's have one of those together. Let's have a great
just
Friday.
Starting, everyone. Just here.
You wonderful party people, you.
Lock it in.
All right. KLLC, HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here's a song, and we'll be right back.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.